Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi. Wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathira amma ba'd. Previously we had discussed the different employments in Sharia. What is most virtuous, where a person will make the most amount of profit, which type of business. And Quran Sharif calls it tijarata lan tabur. Such a business where there is no loss, there is only a benefit. And in this kitab is mentioned that the most profitable business is to teach Sharia, Quran Sharif. That is a khidmat of deen. That is an employment. And those that will teach the deen of Allah, Quran Sharif, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam mentioned, they are the best of people. Even though people may not regard them as the best of people, but in the eyes of Allah, they are the best of people. Thereafter, there are those that engage in business. Different riwayat is mentioned. The Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is reported to have said, the 9/10 of sustenance is derived from trade, and 1/10 from livestock breeding. Allah Ta'ala said, barakat in tijarat, and in business, and thereafter farming. And finally, professions, labor. This includes skilled laborers, doctors, plumbers, electricians as well. So after discussing the section of different types of employments, thereafter the section is brought on shopping centers. That I am doing business, have a degree, open the shop, so I have to give time. At the same time, Imam Muhammad Yusuf Rahimullah used to mention that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power and system of rizq and sustenance and providing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Razzaq. Allah is a provider. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sustaining, Allah's power and Allah's system to sustain has no link with any asbab of dunya. Person may think, I have to open the shop to get sustenance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of the profession or the job or certain person's skill to provide for him. There is no ta'alluq. There is no link to it. It is the system of Allah. That a person can open a shop. There was one Karguzari also. Father ran the shop for many years. He ran the shop for many years. He tried his best. Nothing happened. It came up very difficult in life. Son joined the business, told the father, you relax at home, I'll take over. Father says, well, let's hope we can do something, turn the business around. The same business, this the son took over, the different jazba, zeal for deen, etc. And in a short span of time, the same business, Allah Ta'ala made it boom. And they became very affluent. Barakat was different. So Allah Ta'ala shows that Allah Ta'ala's qudrat and power of sustaining has no link to any asbab of dunya. But asbab of deen, the means of deen, yes, that will attract the rosy assistance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through salah, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِسَلَاهُ وَالصَّبِرْ عَلِيهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقَ. Allah says, command your family with salah, you perform salah, we don't ask you for sustenance. Allah Ta'ala will grant the sustenance. Through the amal of deen, Allah Ta'ala will grant it. And then for us to understand also, when Allah Ta'ala will grant through deen, is because Allah Ta'ala wants to make your deen easier for you. Not that a person gets more involved, but that Allah Ta'ala makes it easy so that a person can give more time to the deen of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in regards to shopping centers, etc., a person has, as we say, he has to open the shop, he has to go to work, he has to take care of the family. But this is not the cause and the reason for Allah Ta'ala to sustain him. And a very clear example, ulama give. We find the jama'ats that move in the path of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And we ask the jama'ah brothers, where's the best da'wah you ever had in your life? Where's the best food you ever had in your life? They will say in the path of Allah. 40 days dukan and shop is closed. And Allah Ta'ala has given the best of foods. Not only that, Allah Ta'ala's qudrat, the 40 days, 4 months in the path of Allah, and before the jama'at can reach the masjid 3 days before, 5 days before, we have a whole jamaat of brothers sitting in the morning after Fajr at the back of the masjid. 10 brothers, 5 brothers. Jamaat is coming in 5 days' time. 10 brothers in the jamaat. Who will feed them? What will feed them? One diabetic, one heart patient, one got pressure. His diet is different, his diet is different. You got a whole jamaat of people that are making fikr to feed 10 brothers. And their shops are closed for 40 days. And Allah Ta'ala has put a whole jamaat on duty to make sure they eat well, 3 meals a day. Allah Ta'ala shows you don't need your shop. You do my kaam and I will feed you. And he asks his brothers also the best food we had in the path of Allah. And people are, when jamaat went to Palestine, then Allah Ta'ala Sufiq, we went to Daffa, to West Bank. And on the return, one local brother saw the jamaat returning for Salatul Maghrib, so he came to the driver of the car. And he's asking the driver, who's his brothers with you? He said, African jamaat. He said, let me feed them please, iftar. He said, they have to go back to Al-Aqsa. Let me feed them please. We hardly get jamaats here. And he's holding the door of the car. Let me feed this jamaat. He said, we have to go back. He said, I'll give you $1,000 cash. Let me feed this jamaat. How Allah Ta'ala wants to feed? He said, I'll pay you to feed them also. They are mihman, they are guests of Allah and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah Ta'ala will feed. So in this chapter, the discussion is about the shopping centers. Many ahadith prove that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam did in fact visit shopping centers in times of need. In times of need. Now the culture is you want to go to the shopping centers to cool off, just to relax. And the amount of fitna, we know presently, the souks that are taking place, the different fairs that are taking place, that we have to go, take the whole family and go. Whether the command of Allah Ta'ala is being preserved, control of the eyes, control of a person's tongue. إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَسْنَعُونَ Allah Ta'ala says, I know right now when you go to these places, how to protect the eyes. It's almost impossible. Nobody speaks about it. We are just going, whether the shopping centers, whether the souk, whether the fairs. And as the youngsters, why are you going there? We're not going shopping to buy goods from the shops. We're going to see. We're going to feast our eyes. And because it's so jam-packed, that the amount of zina that takes place, whether of the hands, and youngsters report also, we go there to those places where it's very busy. So we get a feeling of the opposite gender also, whether with the hand, sometimes rubbing ourselves against them also. And the father is there, daughter is next to him. But he doesn't feel the heat of the sin. Here ulama say, ye iman ki kamzori hai. This is the weakness of iman. Libasu taqwa aur cheez hai aur taqwa aur cheez hai. The clothing of taqwa is something and taqwa is something else. I may go there with my kurta and topi and parda. But the set of place of the topi, kurta and parda. The place of that is in the house of Allah. It's behind closed doors. Taqwa is something else. And myself as a father, if I don't feel the heat of the sin that's taking place right now, it shows the level of my family, the level of the iman. Our mashayikh say, the fan is on right now, the aircon is on, the body feels the coolness. Put it off, we can feel the heat. So the body is functioning well. And if the aircon is on, and I'm still feeling hot, and I'm perspiring with the aircon on, they will tell the brother, you have to go to the Hakim Sahab. You have to go to the doctor. Body is not operating right. He said, I'm feeling hot. But right now it's cool. So the body feels it. We feel the coolness of the aircon. We feel the heat of the sun. But we're going to an environment of sin that's taking place right now and we don't feel the heat of the sin that's taking place right now, the amount of bihayai, bihijabi. And here ulama say also, person going for Hajj and Umrah, he goes to the Rawdah Mubarak, he goes for Salat and Salam, he's making Tawaf on the Mataf. And there also, if he goes in the capacity of just a Zair, a visitor, then in the court of Allah, in the court of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you're just a tourist, you just come to pass by. We have to go in the capacity of an Ummati. What is an Ummati? I can feel the pain right now. More than 95% of the ummah that is making tawaf or making salat and salam, don't have beards or not wearing parda, I must feel the pain in my heart. I should feel the pain in my heart, Ya Allah, right here in the mataf also. Even the command of Allah is being broken right now. If there is happening, we can imagine. I don't feel the pain there. And I don't make dua for the ummah. Mufti Lajpuri Rahimullah would say that persons whose dua is void and he does not make dua for the ummah, wo dua naqis hai. He doesn't make dua for the ummah, that dua is deficient, incomplete. He goes to the roda, he goes to the mataf, doesn't make dua for the ummah, doesn't feel the heat right now. There are so many women right now over here, and the fundamental command of covering the face is not being upheld right now, Ya Allah. What is happening to the ummah? But I'm making dua, Ya Allah, I'm going back home right now. Customs official mustn't see me. Must get back home safely. He's worried about his goods. But the iman of the ummah and my iman. Going through these places, my dear brothers, I don't feel the heat of the sun right now. Sitting in a plane, 300 passengers, and everyone is breaking the command of Allah, I don't feel the pain. Our Kabir sat in the plane, and we find the first thing they did was open Quran Sharif. We can't take the heat right now. Hafiz Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, when he came to South Africa one time, telling the brothers, I slept about 1 hour on the plane, because of that I missed my Quran Khatam by 5 paras. 25 paras in the plane. Just to combat the fitna right now, the sins, we can't take the sins. Or they start the Quran Tilawat, or they start Nafil Namaz. Sit in the car also. Quran Tilawat, Istighfar, Tawbah, Zikr. There's no time to look up. They feel the heat of the sin. Right now in this silly season, places that we haven't been also, now because the visitors will come, we'll have to go to these places. We feel the heat, we feel the coolness. How come we don't feel the heat of sin? It means I have to check my iman. I want to check my iman, that is why we have the halqas of ta'aleem, of jamaat moving in the path of Allah. When check your iman, or the iman, the heart has become so diseased that I like to go to these places. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. So when he comes to shopping centers, etc., yes, Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did go. But then we have dhikr also specifically for the marketplaces where a person's iman is safe. Inshallah, we'll continue. SubhanAllah, bihamdihi, SubhanAllah.